This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Whether you call it bird flu, high pathogen avian influenza, or H5N1, we've been watching this disease move around the country in birds and in dairy cattle. Iowa has not been spared, but we haven't gotten the brunt of it either. We'll get a full update from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
I had the chance to sit down with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg and get a full update on H5N1 and how it's doing here in the state of Iowa.
I'll knock on wood here. We haven't had a case now in the state of Iowa, a new case in about a month. So, again, just to rewind here, this is a continuation of that high path avian influenza situation that we've been experiencing since the spring of 22. It's been spring, fall. Spring of this year, something different happened. That high path spilled over into the dairy industry and started to move with cattle all across the country. And we in Iowa have had both poultry farms affected and dairy farms affected with the same virus, telling you that it's moving between farms. And so what we really did is aggressively go out, do the epidemiological work with the support of USDA. We've done have ongoing research that's happening on farms to try to figure out how does this virus behave in a herd on a farm, and what's the milk impact to that? How quickly do cattle recover? Those are things that lessons that we think if we learn them, we can share with others. But it also, this is all about trying to help create new biosecurity strategies for farmers. If we say, well, you need to increase your biosecurity, but you don't know what to do, then you could guess. But what we want to do is try to make that an informed decision. Here's what the epi tells us. Here's what the research shows. And then you can be very specific and targeted in your biosecurity planning after that. And so that's really what our focus has been. We sort of have the mentality that if we're going to be experiencing the positives here, we can just as well learn something that'll help us improve biosecurity in the long run. The other thing I'm going to stress here in Iowa is because of our livestock sector, because we have so many species and we're so strong in so many categories, we can't just isolate this and treat it just as a dairy issue or just as a poultry issue. The two have an interplay. We have to think about this as an all agriculture, all livestock issue, which is why we're really trying to pull folks together, do the research and understand what's happening.
Have there been any major lessons learned yet so far about how it's behaving with the dairy cattle?
You know, I think that the one thing that has already been seen and true is that it definitely moved with lactating dairy cattle, meaning it moved between states. We're looking at, heading into fair season here. And we put in an order that requires that if you're going to show take a lactating dairy animal to the fair, to an exhibition or a fair, that you need to have that tested within 7 days of going to the fair, because that's been obvious, is that that's been a vector for moving this, is lactating dairy animals. And so if we can have those animals tested and they're healthy, they're clear, then we believe that you've got healthy animals showing up at a fair. They're going to tend to stay healthy at the fair and they're going to be healthy going home.
More comments available at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.